Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful, wonderful. And thank you for tuning into the program. And those who have had continual attention, put in your attention on whatever I concentrate on. I know people have got to be in the same hybrid state of mind. Those of us who are born astray and we come to realize that no, something is wrong psychologically, the way the world is going on, and especially when we start to read seriously and find out that the Bible is lying. Because if you don't find out that the Bible is lying, all the amount of, you know, nonsense that they write about Adam and Eve, it's easy to see that they're not really writing about the truth. If, you know, once you know the way logic is produced, you know, if when you come of maturity and just live common sense in a commonsensical way. Just think that way. Be logical. It's easy to find out when something is foolishness because, you know, it is a kind of thinking that has been put forward, and it is repeated. Foolishness is repeated. People act out foolishness all the time, and you got to get accustomed to foolishness when you hear it and know where it leads. If you're not getting enlightened by your own judgment, remember when people say you must not judge other people. That's what the Christian teaching says. And they say it like the Bible, but first thing to realize is that the Bible is not telling you the truth about Adam and Eve. That God is lying about it. God is caught in a lie where God tells them they will die if they eat of the fruit. The fruit is in the midst of the garden. You cannot in any kind of way get to have an idea of anything that that creation story is telling you. Into Genesis 1, there is one style of creation of man. You go into chapter 2, and they give you another version of who they say the Bible in the God, a spirit God, make Adam and Eve. So if you trace it out like I do, you will find out that when I used to read the Bible and it speaks of how God existed and he begot a son and he and his son plan how to make the heaven and the earth. So Jesus that they are talking about goes far back into time, whereas God was out there by himself and there was no planet like we see here now, no earth. And so far the context of what they are writing in the Bible is like no other planet exists but the earth, and this is the center of the universe. That's what these white people, Homo erectus, that's what now they come to be saying. You got to know a lot of things in order to know the truth and how to live today. Because these white people who put the Bible out, you know, long ages ago, 12,000 years ago or so, they coming along and the Bible is 1700 years old. You see, you have to start reading and get your mind objective, you know. But as far as we come and experience the church and mostly our parents in there first, we have to come and start read. And for me, it's like, I cannot tell you. I can tell you what went on in my mind before I began to read with an attitude. All right? Based on my thinking that was going on in my head, I may not be explaining all of that, but it is all the way I see the world in chaos, and that there is hardly any group of people that you find talking and making sense that demand your attention, you know, for you to look and begin to start to respect what word says and the context in which he says things. We are having that problem today. And because we are brainwashed with so much uncivilized ideas and belief, conviction, concept of things that has nothing to do with the civilized world, with all of the establishment of how our civilized life began. It's here in the prehistory Sumerian book. And the world is the textbook that you see we have here. It has a lot of good things in it. But I have to warn you about this World History textbook that we have here, like National Geographic and Prentice Hall and whatever else they have as World History textbook. I have to say, it is useful as it is, but when you start reading and following the context, the general context of the World History textbook, you're going to find out that there are a lot of lies and contradictions in there concerning certain things, right? And if you start off in the church with the Christian Bible, when you read the World History textbook right now, you're going to be confused. You have to be confused. You will have to be confused. And probably just stick to when you want to see a word, what the word defines and something like that. And keep you going in a thinking that you're not comprehending everything when you read certain material. Because the words that they are using, if you are not careful and aware that there are a lot of shifting from the truth in the World History textbook. It's not a joke. It is not a joke. The World History textbook is not going to tell you how human being really created. It's going to tell you a lie. And when you read this World History textbook, meanings of things will support the Bible's creation. A lot of words tilt and support the evil that is written in the Bible about creation. So that's why you will have to know prehistory in order to know when those things in the World History textbook that I'm talking about, you know how to, you know how to analyze what you are thinking with that in mind, because you will begin to actually see that you have to make distinctions when indeed you should not have to. A World History textbook should not have the amount of sodomite entries into it, covering up crimes and stuff like that. That's a fact. That is true. And give me just a second.
Hello?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. Telling you about the what these sodomites, because it is sodomites that we have ruling the world.
How much longer will that last? Well, what gave them the door, the entry into being ruler under AD and Adamani? And these are Sodomite people who decide to destroy the civilized world. That's what they decide to do. And over the past 12,000 years, you need to read about the white people over the past 12,000 years. Find out what were they before 12,000 years ago. Who were they? Well, and the World History textbook is helpful with that, because, like I say, it's not, you know, there are things in the World History textbook, National Geographic and the rest, that are true. So you got to make the distinction between what is true and what is not true. And then somewhere along the line, you will read real history, like the Sumerian history, which is pre-history, before the flood, right? And you get a good sense of pre-history. You want a good sense of pre-history. And for that, you go and get the books. And in the library, in the African library, in the general library, on any one of these books you're reading, it could be a Sodomite author write it. And you go always have to realize that Adam and Eve is not a history. What you're reading in the Bible and sets up the foundation for everything else that they propose is, you know, the Christian concept in the Bible. You have to find out first that Adam and Eve is not true. Adam and Eve is a real story, and they have worked it into something else. Just a second. Hello? Yes, thank you. We have to know that the Bible is not for black people. And the fact that we grow up and that's all we know, that's a problem. Now, there are still people who grow up in the church like I have, over 50 years. Before I am reading and find out what the real problem is in the world. It comes from the Bible. The Bible that I believe all, you know, I mean 100%. Me reading changed my entire perception of what the Bible is until I kept on reading until it was all done for me that linguistically, the Bible is the most destructive book. And particularly to the hybrid civilized people. It's two different cultural way of life. Civility is different from the uncivilized life before the Elohim came to earth. There was no church. There was nothing to have church on, because you have to have some common sense to establish a church. These people did not establish church until they learned to speak language from African people who are civilized. They could not speak otherwise. because they weren't able to speak no language at all for over 1.5 million years that they were alive and in Africa, in Europe and Asia. They couldn't speak, and they could only make stone tools. That's what these European white people could do. So now, this information is being hidden from the masses, especially the African people are targeted to not know about the 12,000 years and the amount of time that African people have been created in Africa, and 100,000 years ago, out of the time that they have already spent in Africa and developing, 100,000 years ago, some Africans spread out of Africa, and they go to there were some that stopped in Asia. You have the Asian black people, and I don't know if any of them originally settled in Europe. I don't know. But these white people interbreed with some of the African people as they were leaving. So who's to tell who reside out there or who come straight into Americas, right? So there's a batch of people that spread out outside of Africa, right? So here we are. That's 7,000 years out of that 100,000 years ago. You take out 12,000 years out of it, that the white people them devote themselves to interbreed with the Africans, because Africans had language and they had civilized knowledge, and that's what they want. I read about it quite a few years ago, when I began to realize things like that is happening. And I read an article that, about Scandinavian places. And they say that they had to mingle with the African people because it benefited them. Otherwise, they couldn't go nowhere in life. And if you look today, you will see when they're talking about they establish and make anything, look at the date when they tell you. And you will find out that they haven't done anything, either expand or, to other places in the world, migrate to any other place. They never were able to do any of that. But that 12,000 space of time, whenever you can trace it, because like I say, it was like 100,000 years ago, so you have to look within the last 100,000 years of age to see whether or not what I'm saying spring any blossom and bear any fruit. And that is, look at the white people today, and knowing that
If you read the World History textbook, it will tell you that white people come from hominid. They are among the hominoid of the planet that began to spring up like some 3 or almost 4 million years ago. Gradually, different sets of ape-like walking upright. Hominid, okay? So the white people directly, I mean, you know, why do they call them European? They call them European because the history says they originate in Africa. And when they're up to a certain maturity, they could light fire. And they migrate out into Europe, where it was cold. And, you know, so lighting fire was useful for them. What other reason they have, well, nobody would know because they can't talk. But I guess to make signs to and understand each other, like animals, you know, birds and stuff like that, cling together and they know what are going on with each other because they all have their own way of talking to each other. Well, that's the way it is with these rockets. 1.5 million years ago. And they wind up, when we came about, all that they could make was stone tools. And the interbreed that they interbreed with the Neanderthals was just a little bit more intelligent than them. But the Neanderthal was also uncivilized in the context of the gods' civilization. And when the gods created humans as primitive worker, the humans, wise humans, are different from the Neanderthals. Although Neanderthals came from Homo sapiens, the root of Homo sapiens. Neanderthal was one of the offshoots. Two offshoots came out from Neanderthal. And that is and that is the base Homo sapiens that was created somewhere, but can call that evolution. But then the gods, they were on Earth and were doing a lot of experiments in their laboratories. So I have to just read between the line that you don't have a homo sapien, but we are homo sapien sapien. Right? So we don't have a trace like a hominoid level for Homo sapiens, the base aim is the base origin of Homo sapiens. It is not traced to million years ago. No. It comes in right under the creation time of the Elohim themselves in South Africa. And I from my reading, when the gods came to South Africa and they started their laboratory work and whatever, you know, they do in experimenting with beings and their blood, they experimented with that. So they had all kinds of beings that they experimented to grow. And so they had vast knowledge that when they ran into a problem with labor, they needed labor, intelligent labor. And when they consulted what to do, since you know, it is a failure with their own workers that they brought here who didn't want to work it no more. And they were here for a long time, and it's not an easy work. You can tell, you know, based on the reports that that work was hard. And they decided, all right, the scientists decided, okay, they think they can make a worker based upon what they have been experimenting on. And they decided that they think they can. So they are assembled, talk about it. And so it was a certain, then it's reality. Let's make this human. And that was what happened. That's why we are here today as hybrid. And these white people don't want African people to know that. Because they want, it's something I can discern. They plan it over the past 12,000 years with their interbreeding, and they learn language from us, like I'm telling you. They learn all the civilized ways. And if you look today at the way they carry themselves, you can see it's true. You can see they are not friendly with black people. No. Few white people are friendly. Few. It doesn't represent the majority. It doesn't represent the government at all. As a matter of fact, their government wish there are no white people who are pitying black people and don't understand what their code of conduct is to get rid of black people. That's their MO. The people who are running the federal government, they are the ones who spread abroad, you know, their concept, the Christian concept. But a lot of people are white people who grew up in generation of. My sense is that a lot of them are no different from African people who don't know Christianity is not a good thing and it is not for them. So some white people, I think, are in the dark too, you know, and so they just keep everybody Christian. All right. So the thing is, the people who are not able to wake up out of the sodomy teaching of the Bible, because that's all we grew up with Christmas and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, since I know it is so hard for people to realize what it is, I know how hard it is. And because I know what it is, it is incumbent on me to talk. It is incumbent on me to talk because I don't see anything persuades me to not talk about this. I just can't otherwise, you know, as long as I'm alive. Because this is the biggest phenomenon in the world, that white people pull off this act, and so much black people don't know the extent of it. They don't know what is the calendar, the AD calendar. They don't know. And even going to church and reading and everything you do is based upon AD Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord, Latin. These people didn't know no Latin. Right? Or did they make up Latin? They probably, I don't know who make the Latin. It's probably them. But remember, they spent 12,000 years practicing to know language, to know skills that black people do. It wasn't here before. And there are many other
actions I read about that tell me exactly according to time, well, this wasn't here, that wasn't here. And see them now, anything them write and talk about their development, they use AD and Adamani. That is something they do against the African people. That's why I tell you, look and see if you find white people do any political act before 509 BC, the coup on the Roman king of Rome. Tell me if you see these white people do any political thing before that. That's why I have Africa down criminal too. Africa complicit with criminal acts with these white people. As far as my sorrow look at the timeline and coming on here and who the white people were, stone tool makers, right? Come down to the Neolithic and to the Bronze Age, and what did these white people do to the revolutionary development in the Bronze Age? What did they do? And destroy what they could destroy. At that time, they only have so much knowledge, you see, by learning. And it is in the World History textbook that these white people pretend to be followers of the gods. They do all that and begin to practice to be priests and everything. That's why you see them say they have the Pope there and priests. So I'm talking about now the difficulty that exists today because of the Bible, that these white people with certain degree of knowledge now over all this time was able to write a Bible. And when did they write a Bible? Did they write a Bible in Europe? Over 1.5 million years, did they write Bible over there? Were they preaching to each other? No. So the process of what is going on today, or what is going on today, we need to understand what historical happening over time bring is to show you they did not. Right? Now, the youth of the Bible as blight the understanding of the African people to the level where there is hardly any African hybrid people can tell you what AD and Adamani is. Is there anybody who know? I mean, today, you know, you think that it is something that everybody would know. AD and Adamani, it's the calendar that's been used. AD and Adamani, and this year is 2021, right? When we do not understand what AD and Adamani is, guess what? We just walk right along into a believing syndrome about Jesus Christ and Adam and Eve cursing a garden. And then nobody don't pay anything else any attention. So by us not intact with what happened in the past, surrender us to just accept what is given to us now. And they give us certain kind of information that show, sure hold your interest into what they write, because they make it like a real story. Right? They make it like it is a real story. So, but what they're writing as a story about creation. Only hold your, will only hold your interest for a while. Because just looking at the world around you and how things go, if you start to read a piece of history that leads you to a African experience of indigenous origin, you will find out easily, because the Bible is full of contradictions, starting with Genesis. They are mounting their God lie, and you never hear nothing about it, God lie, because they're not reading this stuff and interested in what it says. They just have an interest in the subject matter, but they're not reading the details to know what it says. You know? And that is the problem. We're these sodomite people. They are sodomite from one. Now, what do you think they were doing 1.5 million years ago and could only do stone tool? What kind of a romance were they having? Think about what I'm saying to you. For African people to sit down and allow these honest fucking white people is over us and talking about their government and constitution. They learn to do these like academic work from us. Both government, establishing a government, and they're not running a central government. And the reason why they're not running a central government is simply because they are not civilized. They don't have the initiative to run a central government that treats every human equal, or whether or not they are. Not people like us, but if they wanted a piece of land to live, you know, we are kind to them. Because what I'm looking at is that how 100,000 years ago they were intermingling, miscegenating with some African people. How did that happen? You see what I mean? And you don't have any report in history that tells us about that period of time. We come to learn how the white people destroy the black people, but we don't see anywhere that the black people destroy the white people. We see them stealing and destroying, killing. We see them do all of that, and yet still we don't read that we have done it to them. You think about that. But the miracle in all of this, or the mystery, is how did they come to talk after being dumb for almost 2 million years? And when the Elohim came to earth, there is no history that they had anything to offer the gods if it was necessary. We surely know that when we were created, of which the Bible and these white people deny that we were created, the gods here, even though they write it in the Bible that God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, they are brushing up against the truth, but they are not going to give in to the real truth to write it in the Bible. But they write something like it in the Bible. They're talking about us and make it seem like it's something else. Listen, these white people are the dirtiest civilized and folks that need no sympathy at all, because they don't deserve it. They don't deserve sympathy of when a tornado comes and rips off their roof and rip everything apart, leave the rubbish up at the gate for them to clean it up, meaning that they are not needed there. Clean up the place and leave it alone. Basically, that's the message being sent to them. You know? When I see the history that we have, like in the World History Textbook, and to see where society is, no, it definitely it rocks my mind to see that the issues they're telling us that the government, and you know, it's not like, you know, somebody's trying to make something up. No, this is very, very clear, and it shows that they partook of the things that the gods brought here, right? And they had to go through a lot. Imagine. But they saw something that they wanted, and they go after it. And then, by then, they kind of look at the African people and realize what our attitude is. Now, they get the ability to read and to do certain type of maneuvers. And that's what they began to do. First, they were the biggest and the first criminals on earth. Terrorists. Inquisition. And look at what they did. Look at what they did. These are the first type of criminal that hatch up in on the earth. These white people, you see. Okay? Now, if you can't understand that the Bible is not what African people produce, is what these white people produce. And because you're used to the Bible, it's hard for you to understand anything else. But there is history for you to read. The Bible is not history. You know, you may read something in there that is historical, but the Bible was not created to be a world history textbook. You see what I mean? And you may be reading things in there, in the Bible, and you can't find it anywhere. For one thing, you can't find the Garden of Eden anywhere. Although it read and tell you that a garden should be shown up in the Bible. You see? That is not there at all. How can they be writing a story like the Adam and Eve story and don't write the location where where God, that spirit God, created and established and leave it there? What? God couldn't make that? God couldn't make the place where I talk about Adam and Eve and the tree of the garden. God couldn't make that garden to make people see it? No. Because something happened into the world far beyond what I anticipated. What I would assume exists. But now I find out that's not really what exists. There was no spirit God anywhere begotting a son, and then the both of them, just the two of them, decide to make heaven on earth. What a high exaltation these sodomite white people put themselves. They are up in the heavens with the gods, and they are sodomites, and we, who the history shows, are the African hybrid people. Homo sapien people. We are like like myth. We are like what people write in legends and stuff like that. And the history is there with these sodomite men who say that they are the superpower of the world. Tell you what AD and Adamani is, what it's based on when it comes to legitimate, legal, governmental control of an orderly society. Them can't tell you, they can't tell you nothing about that. You see what I mean? Biden or Trump or even Obama, you know, I'm not certain that they, even for sham, would know and tell you. No, because if they have to tell you, they're gonna have to tell you, if they have to tell you the truth, it goes against their position. It goes against their Bible. But if they are to tell you, because the AD and Adamani is what they use to make the Bible. It's not the other way around. They make AD and Adamani as government, like zodiacal, you know, government. Whereas the first zodiacal creation of society is the gods first that did it. The gods are male and female. We don't have no sodomite into the gods establishment or the time that they've been on earth. Now, there is just no way at all for white people to claim governmental authority over African territories or the people. There is just none. And the only reason why they are getting away from it is because black people prove themselves to be, you know, like they really get something to, I mean, retard their mind and their inner vision from understanding exactly what civilization is. You see? And because of what these white people have done, it definitely throws over our eyes or our thinking eye. We are not able to make distinction. The type of distinction that we're supposed to make. Yes, we are supposed to see, because what caused me to begin to see? Oh, dear, that the situations are different than what? From what the Bible is saying. Totally different. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do to that? Allow these uncivilized white people who clearly learn everything they know from the 200,000 years ago. They learn from these people. And in the worst way, got them in trouble too. Because, see, you have all kind of a story that black people get trouble in because you have the Tower of Babel, where the way they're telling us on a branch out, different type of people, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and who is their offspring and stuff like that. They're telling all kind of foolishness that is not the history. And we don't have anything to learn from except the Bible. And this is our problem. Tell you about Abraham and how God called out to Abraham and make Abraham the first human. I mean, we have these sodomite white people telling all these kind of lies. Not in our history. And our history is all there is. Okay? We can't follow what the Bible says after the flood, because these white people writing all kind of dead flesh foolishness in there for us to believe. And look how many of us believe it. You see, as ignorant as the church establishment is to anybody who read and read good, look at the way it is, the church is received by African people. Now, if you tell an African person that they are to get out of church, right away they think they are being dropped into hell, basically, you see, because of what these white people have done. That today, nobody can say they don't have a right to be in the United States. What right white people have to be in the United States? How does the government that is raised up by the gods, who put living civilized people on the earth? I mean, when you think that we allow white people who come out of such of, you know, come out from a stage, a dimension in life that only they alone come true. We hybrid, ethnic species. We we do is live, what do you call, religious life. Our religion, we are polytheism because we are hybrid. You're not anything else. The people who say they become Islam, they tell you in the World History textbook that they are polytheistic people, because polytheistic people is not a title. It is blood, creation in blood. That's how polytheism people came about. Therefore, how we should look and see the world situation, where power lies when it comes to government, how these people who couldn't read at all for two almost million years and get over 12,000 type of exposure, and like I say, they are unique. They are the only type of being that come through that channel. All right, we have to deal with it. They don't have any say-so over us at all. If anybody have authority over the other, it is us. But they belong to Europe. They don't belong to the African people's abode. I know it's a brain damage that causes black people to can't even fathom anything that I'm saying. Because until they're dead, they're going to talk about Jesus Christ. And never will they understand. A lot of them, they will not understand that when they read about Jesus in Bethlehem, it is the white reprobate them. These white people are them, Caesar, Augustus, and whoever them. Look, who are the new breed of proto-Indo-European. They are the new breed crossed between black people and white people. You see? So they can talk now and do all kind of stuff and take control of all the riches, all the wealth, and odd weird things that the gods created and leave here for us, not for them. They took it all away, took all our stuff away. You know, they take all these things away from Africa, and from France and stuff like that, and take it to their Mecca, you know, to embellish themselves in architecture and stuff like that. They use everything that we have and glorify themselves. And we don't say nothing. Africa don't say nothing. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and thus is my little preface. And then I will go over to the next level of looking at our situation. To everyone and what you personally decide to think and to do. So we keep on talking that some may respond to certain line of reasoning for themselves. You know, conversation is good. When people have productive conversation, because somebody, you'll have a conversation with someone, they give you a direction that you are looking for, and they give you wrong direction. You see what I mean? So it's up to us when we are listening to things, what do we want? Do we want to elevate ourselves with greater knowledge? If that's what we want to do, then you don't accept any belief syndrome from nobody. You have to work out the linguistics of the issue that you have. And when you are satisfied in what you think is good enough analysis, then that's when you hold on to that truth, right? Yeah, you talk to people, and when you find out, okay, some pieces come together right here, then you move on with it too. You know what I mean? And that's all we need to do. Because as human beings, we are just eating and drinking and, you know, live here and live there and stuff like that. I mean, life is not anything more than that. So I keep on talking. The views that I have read, the knowledge I see in them, and what the conclusion is. Usually, it's not so hard to come to some conclusion. Some things, you got to work harder at finding out the details. All right. So, here I am. Thank you for tuning into the program. I am Tim Aldred, the Black Talk Radio. It's the cosmic philosopher, and that's where you can find me on the internet and on the show. Okay, here is the number you can call me if you want to come in and have something to say on the things that I am talking about, and Here's the number, 347-850-1358. Again, 347-47-850-1358. That is the place you call me. And like here, where we are, like another, you know, like 24 minutes to go. It's 24? No, it's like about, you know, like about 40 minutes to go. And come in and have a talk. I don't see. I mean, the things that I talk about the things that I talk about, why would it be something for an African person to disregard, don't want to touch it? It's, you know, over the past like 10 or so years now, maybe more, that I discover that people in general, a lot of people began to stay away from the challenge what I am saying possess. And in such a way that I have to be concerned about that, because it is not something that I had prepared for, that this is the kind of world I would end up in. But assessing what this issue is, me growing up in church, you know, it's like this problem was handed to me. Really? What do you think? What do you think? I was like from 7 years old in church. My parents are just that, Christian. Now, with all the people I know, I grew up with and stuff, today, including my own siblings, one of them, the youngest one, not the second to the youngest one, he told me that I have autism. Right? I have autism. And how he come to tell me that I have autism is from a few conversations we have had. And this brother, he lives in England. And I live now almost 40 years in America. And we have... So now that he's like what now? My youngest brother, he's like, I don't know if he's like about, oh, he has it's a grandfather now and all that. So it's like maybe like 40 or so. He's probably like 40. He's probably 40 or 45. He's going on. Anyway, it is because in my observation and my learning, I have high school diploma. I have a paralegal certificate. So I know some legal principles. And whatever I read, I know what I'm reading, right? Because I'm more careful about definitions, the distinction of words, and what the statement is, to know what kind of grape I'm getting out of this. So he doesn't know anything. He's what? Went to college, or I don't know if he went to university, but he's probably at least in college education. So he another younger brother, this younger brother now, he's like 60, maybe 65 or something. You know, I'm like about 6 years older than him, and my younger brother, oh, maybe like about, I don't know, about 12, about 12 years or so older than the youngest one, 12 or 13, you know, between 12 and 13. So, The other brother that is, you know, like 6 years behind me, he has a PhD. He's a preacher. And today, he and I we don't get to talk. He doesn't want to talk. Because the kinds of stuff that, you know, where I'm going to go with my little high school sense, you know, it's not difficult to visualize, to understand, you know. And I can assure you, if I read this article to my brother, who is the minister, he wouldn't want to hear it. He doesn't want to hear it. Because, you know, things are getting worse and worse with church people and people who have developed a better sense than, let's say, 30, 40 years ago. You know? So there is a problem now. People who are more defined with issue and the way they handle issues by the words they speak. So my brother doesn't want to face that history is what gives us the information to know where we are coming from, where we are, and what we are supposed to be about. And he doesn't want to hear about that. He says that he's, you know, like he doesn't believe in history or something like that. That is too uncivilized, that kind of a level of thinking. It's too uncivilized. You know what I mean? He's a hybrid. He's an African man and so forth and so on. But once the church, the white man church, you know, catches us from we are little children, your parents are Christians, stuff like that, you're not likely to get up out of it, you know. It depends on really what's going on in your head. I mean, I've another, I think we are some cousin or stuff like that from back in Jamaica too. But this other gentleman, about, you know, about the same kind of age, like, you know, like 74, 75 or something like that. But this other friend is educated too, at least masters and stuff like that. And we talk. We talk, and he never told me that what I say, the way I'm thinking and what I understand about history, prehistory, he doesn't give me any objection at all. He just listens and taking what I say and lament, but he's not saying I'm wrong at all. No. And he had another brother that lived in England also and came to America, and we all get together here. We met, and when I was a little boy, that other guy from England, he migrated to England. So he built up some churches over there. He was minister, you know, have like maybe two or three churches or something like that. And we get to talk about scripture and stuff like that. And he went back to England, and we continued to talk. And his conclusion is he cannot resolve what I am saying.
basically that we're that's where we stop communicating. You see, because I'm dropping a lot of hot lead. You see, and this stone tool kind of a mentality that they have, and it's not working out for them at all. I couldn't read Pope apologize for sins of Catholic to my brother, who with the collar. You know what I mean? Because to him, he feels like, you know, like Christianity give people a lot of false clout. These white people want you to see the Bible like it is the word of God. You understand? That's how they want you to see the Bible. I'm telling you right now, the Bible is uncivilized and unlawful in America. In American territory. In the whole Western hemisphere. Any Elohim. Land that African people inhabited. It is not civilized. It is not legal for sodomite to enter in there. You know, you can't come here and you're sodomite. Nothing was not observed. African people, you see, never think that government is as such. You know, so now these sodomites come because they find out that we don't know to govern. Basically, that's what it is. And they have taken over and decided to rule us. With what? They're not civilized enough to understand law and order. But even if they did come to have that, not over African territory and people. They come with their criminal self and decide, okay, you know, they're mafia and terrorists and still behave like they are professing Jesus and God and stuff like that. How do you get that? How do you get that? Now, remember now, I am not talking like I'm trying to gain someone belief into my thinking. I am thinking. However, words luminate issues. When you talk, your language either in the issue or out of the issue. That's plain and simple. We know that it is important for people to know what civilization is. It's not a few islands of people out there or nothing like that. That's not our group, no. Or the way a person speaks or nothing like that. That's not civilization. Civilization is the way of life or religion. And who brought that to earth? We know it's not the white people, them. I go over that all the time. And say from when they are in Europe, 1.5 million years ago. And we know on the history, right into modern time, they don't get feature. European don't get feature in the history. Like when they talk about civilized people. They don't come in. They are over there in Europe. Right? And the African people in the West and wherever else. And they didn't do anything when some of us were coming to the West. When we came to the West,
And like it's like about some 80,000 years before they come and talk about they have other plans to rule black people. You see, so we have got to understand what has happened in our tradition and what causes us to be where we are here today. These white people are the talking serpent. They are the ones that causes problems in the black people's way of life. And come in with Bible and this and that and lie about, you know, going to our history and then write about Adam and Eve in a garden and all that. And they are the ones that invaded and colonized the African people. And out of that, they come with what they improvise. And say, that's the divine word and God. But the person who read well will see through, like many people have done, that the Bible and the church is something that African people have nothing to do with. Because we have our own way of life that has been in the active civilized world until these white people learn and gradually make something different. And it's for us to know, no, they are uncivilized. They are outlaws. They come in with terrorist gangs. And the same law that they make as terrorists, AD and Adamani, is what they are using today to control black people. So wait a minute now. These black people can't see? Huh? Black people not seeing yet? Because, hey, I know the time, the years when I didn't know anything. But look, it's a different story. It's a different thing for me now. These white, honest, nomads. These nomads that come out of Europe and the steppe that they have there, they are not permitted to do what they have done. When we have a government that's been here hundreds of thousands of years, and they going to come here and where they can talk about they establish something is after they have stolen from us, gain everything from us, and right on our territory make up their fraudulent AD and Adamani and Jesus Christ. They didn't know what they were doing then, you know, because they're a sodomite. And their head don't have intelligence. It doesn't matter what you see them doing. They are only copycat. And they are not running central government. They can't run central government. They don't know how to run a central government. And what they can do, they bluff their way out of it. And make what they have be like that's what is normative. Well, I'm telling you, it's good for your learning. And I'm not asking you at all to do anything besides just listen to what I say. But you surely need to put it to the test to see whether or not I'm talking the truth. I know how I read and where I get these things from, and I'm not going around. If I have any opinion, it has to be based exactly to what is where I learned that from. I'm not going to put something else in there, right? So I am going to read this passage for you and see what you can gather out of it. But I know, you know, just before I read this, I want to tell you something. Not long, but it's about myself and how I feel very uneasy and distressful. And it is over how I want my inclination and my desire for a higher level of mental state, and how I feel sometimes like it's like I have a reduction of what I already had, and it's like everything just come and like put my head into a terrible state, right? But how often I do remember that that changes have taken place over time where I feel better. However, I'm dealing with the same process, but surely going up higher, dropping, as it were, having bad thinking, and then go up again. It happened a lot of times. And now we're getting some rain. Hold on here. I probably need to, like, shut my window. Give me a chance. Thank you. So, you know, when a higher enlightenment or an enlightenment that has staying power, you know, it's not something that will not stay. You know, there are different times when my mind experienced that effect where I'm getting a stable, a stable fix, you know, in having a certain sense of comfort in who I am and what I want, or I want the state of life I want to have in thought and feeling, right? So I just want to tell you that this is not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing for us to, like, subject ourselves to a mental purge, which come through linguistic study. Words that we call it, I'm talking about a good piece of energy that comes into us and teach us, open up, you know, a certain type of energy in your mind and make your mind begin to think the way you like to think, and generate a feeling that you'd like to have. But, you know, so it's not like having wasteless imagination and stuff like that. The way of Elohim and civilization, you have really got to get turned on to this mental energy that is a real experience that keep you from running after the hen of the rainbow. All right. So I tell you that and hope that it be a blessing to you too, to know that if you panter and thirst after righteousness, your mind will be filled. You know? They who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. All right. So, if you have patience and you're getting older and older each day, there's a way to think and to get through this. Right? I want to get it in, have it settled, and go sleep and wake up and wake up with it. So let me try and get through this little portion here as we go up to 6 o'clock at about 10 minutes to 6. All right. Let's see. All right. Institution, organized society, orderly government, kingship lowered to earth. This is how civilization came about, when the gods arrived on earth. That is the prehistoric story. All right? Now, it's the people who are ready to dig in and to find out things. You know, you must always try to start your scheme of study where it begins. You know, you must search for the beginning, how you were created, your origin. That's what you serve for. You begin from. See, when you take up Bible, Genesis, creation, story. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Well, go to the history that gives you that. And I tell people a few times, a book that I have that takes you straight to it. You see, and if you have a kind of a twist and turn in your mind and thing like that, let's say, you know, if you have a good sense of Adam and Eve, and that's not history. That is not history. And how you peace with that, that the Bible is not history, is that the Bible is only 1,700 years old. Right? That's how old the Bible is. New Testament and Old Testament. Now, where in the Bible tells you that the Bible is certified by academic? Because don't rule out academic out of Christianity, you know. Linguistic purity. Because the Bible is about God and salvation. So the place that must be right with word is the Bible. When the Bible doesn't have a jurisdiction of words, purity and honesty in what it writes, it doesn't have anyone at all in academic academic institution certify that the Bible authentic writing come from real responsible, I mean by academically responsible, not anything else. But the Bible is, no matter what you're reading in the Bible about Adam and Eve and God make things, there is absolutely no ancient one, no academic one that certify that it is true. Yet still, you believe it, right? Hold on a second. And so then, when I sit here and I talk to people, I mean, people are not me. I know I grew up and like in my young, like later teen, 18, 19, and early 20, I remember what my thinking was. Oh, I grew up and everything. And I can now look and discern what type of thinking I used to do. What was I attracted to? Where was my social interest? And I'm not talking about, you know, like, I am a man, so therefore I don't need to explain to anybody what a man who is not married and he doesn't have a woman friend, right? My interest was not about intimacy. Like, I want to get into an intimate relationship because I knew at that time I didn't start off. I mean, based on our understanding, of how life takes its shape, I see, like, young men get married after they grow up and find a way to make a living that they can support their wife and maybe children coming. So I did not I did not think that anytime soon I was going to be able to have a mate. All right? So I live as a man and look forward to, you know, time to come. That's the way whatever I think, that was the central condition of my mind. Well, I was disappointed because the church did not live up to what they say they would. What the church say it would. It just didn't. And I was loyal and was there to, you know, to be one of support. But I found out that no, the church had nothing to do with that reality. You know, it's Sunday school book and everything about Jesus and God and stuff like that. I mean, it's just that. And whatever go on into the world as business and stuff like that, there was nothing, you know, but can't, I mean, talk about people of a view of the world, your worldview. You know, it's like, no, there's no worldview except about God and Jesus and salvation. When it was the white people manipulating black people and using both criminal methods and non-criminal methods, because the church was not a criminal method.
That don't mean that criminal act won't take place in there, but they didn't focus the church that way. But they have other way of making it a dog kill dog. That's it. It's not a joke. The church is kill dog round there and round here is come to church. That's the way the church is at its root, because there's three church that the white people they put together. It's them put it together. No African don't put up church, because church has nothing to do policy is in. Nothing at all. All right. Let's think about the first institution, a family, human family on earth. Let's listen to some of it. Institution of organized society, orderly government, kingship. Government, orderly government is kingship, lowered to earth. God, the gods them, when they came here, they established institution for their own people. Because it was definitely a lot of gods in South Africa. And then the entire earth belonged to them, because civilization is only by them. So the earth belongs to this to the gods. So these guys are playing God. Are playing the gods. That's what they're doing. Okay, and take control of all that is wealth. They take control of it and claim what gives them the power. It's not being follower of the gods. But what they did to confuse people is say they were following the gods. And then afterward they start to make their own gods and stuff like that. These Sodomites, ruling over black people. It's illegal. What they did is a trick. And as far as I can see, black people, except me, don't see the trick that they work. And I bust that by saying, did they do anything political before the coup in Rome? The way to bust these white people, I'm talking about they have government, AD and Adamani, and control everything. Everything you have and stuff like that. That are the government will control you. From Europe. Now, which authority book tells you that people from Europe are civilized enough to rule over African people and their territory, and even going to Africa and colonializing Africa? What history tells you that they are of lineage and they are qualified to run a government? And moreover, African. Over African people. It just don't exist. It just don't exist. It's simple that they are allowed to walk over the black people in from earlier times with their imperial colonialism. Where colonialism come from in the civilized world under the BC era? Can you tell? They can't do it. It's surprising me. They can't answer for anything. But them ruling the world and black people run off aside. Because I can't see anything else happening besides prior to 509, 2600 years ago, before that. Things happen right before that.
you see, where I think something was worked out between these, since these white people now, they learn language and they learn other, you know, critical things. So now, look at what they decide to do. They decide to take charge little by little, and then this is how they create the phantom God, our government. Yes, they create a phantom God and government, and they take the kind of things that we have and things that we do and bring it all over to their, Cleave bubble system, AD and Adam and the system. It's a Cleave bubble thing. It's not a real thing because they don't connect up with the government in the world from a whole bunch of king lists before the flood and after the flood. You see, they have not, because the time when they pretend that they were, when they were getting education and stuff like that, and pretend that they were joined the priesthood and everything, and keep their ceremony like being like real polytheism people. That's what they pretend. And as soon as they thought that, oh, they have it together, they brush their tail and go about and using our military. Well, you see, because from the overthrow of the king, 509 BC, that's what they've been doing. And then pretend and decide that they are also yes, these European white people, they pretend that they were people who of the polytheism people, you know, and like they revere the gods and all that king like that. When no, that's not really what they wanted, but they can't survive unless they do that. They weren't trying to survive off their own people who are 1.5 million years old. No, they are here getting close to the civilized enlightenment that they need. You see, so they go into all of this because remember now, you know about them and miscegenation with some of the African people as they are leaving out of Asia, right? So now you understand where we are here today because of what they have done back then. So that today when we talk about kingship, they don't have nothing to do with kingship. Kingship is not given to Sodomite people from Europe. How do they come now to do this trick? 509 BC, when they think that they are competent now to go out and start their mission to control up the Homo sapien civilized world. They now come to 509 BC. That's why I'm telling you to look for something they did political before 509 BC. Look for anything white people do. So you can say, oh, they were about, okay? Who were they? And when did they become Romans? Well, we know that. I know that because it's in the World History textbook. They call themselves Romans the very day they overthrew the king and took the military away. You see? And what they did was a removal. It's like what they call today regime change. That's what they did. with the African king and lie endlessly until nobody pay any attention to what happened. But it is resurrected when I read it, because you see, it affects me as a bullet in my forehead. When I start to read, that's where my understanding and conviction come from in the church, and begin to find out the kind of vicious criminal acts that being done. You see, by these same people, the same people who are telling about hell is the same people I'm telling about heaven. You know, and okay. I hope you get something from what I'm saying, because, you know, I definitely not begging anybody anything, but, you know, whatever I say, you know, it is needful, very, very needful. And I want these people to, understand it's time for them to go, these white people, because all they do is living on the black people. You see, and go there with the military and behave like, you know, the whole Syria. And because they have the military, those people can't fight against them. Saddam could not beat them. And, you know, Iran is fighting with them. And I don't know, you know, what kind of a preeminence they are holding over there. You see, but that's an ancient country. They need to, like, leave the African people alone, because African people don't fight each other. They are the ones that come here and begin to make African fighting each other and turn criminal on each other. These white people are the ones that did it and continue to do it right now. The gods and goddesses, be merciful to hybrid gone astray. Welcome aboard. All right. Nobody is visiting me here today. All right. So let's go on now and tell you about the kingship that was put on earth by the Elohim that they are writing about in the Bible. When they're writing about in the Bible about Elohim and stuff like that, they're writing about someone else, but not the Elohim in history. In the Bible, it speaks that God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. But they twist up the plural and the singular of God, the gods, the goddesses. These white people, they come to the point where they turn everything upside down, that we are confused. So they twist it around to Adam and Eve was cursed in a garden, and this is what cause us to want Jesus to die for our sins, and God is sending his son to die, and it's a decree before the world began that God decided that Jesus would come and die. And those things are creative lies that they tell. There's no history to corroborate anything like that. I'm telling you absolutely nothing. But these white people found out that they need to, you know, do something, because they know they were sodomites, and, you know, they would have to really make it big to survive as sodomites, right? So what do? They went on, and nobody didn't read that they were sodomites, except they write something in the Bible about themselves, but you never hear anybody say European is homosexual, you see, and it's just, you know, in the 19th century here, I think it began to come out, because Jamaica, where I come from, I never see anybody in my surrounding, although it was not a whole lot of people, but of all the people in the district, come and go, that I know, I've never heard anybody talk about gay, you know, gay as in homosexual, no. So, to see things come to where we are is like, I used to think that Rastafarian in Jamaica were the basest sort of people in Jamaica.
That's the way I look on Rastafarian. So when I migrate from Jamaica to America, and later on in the 70s, in coming on up into the late 80s, right? I think just before it come into the 90s. When I hear that Peter Tosh and what's his name? Bob Marley. Mm-hmm. Peter Tosh and Bob Marley and the other is a third one. And when I heard that he become a superstar, I was shocked. Really? Because I remember some of his song, and I was Christian all them times from back in Jamaica, so I wasn't into their songs. But, you know, I do think that they had some, professional played music and stuff like that. But I didn't think that whatever they do, that Rastafarian thinking, I didn't thought that it would go anywhere. No, I didn't see Rastaman go anywhere. But I was proven wrong, because I lived to see Bob Marley and the Wailers go, like, I would think, the number one performers in Jamaica. I think they make it the biggest, perhaps. I don't know all about their business, their music business, but I think they probably made it the biggest in Jamaica. So it's like, although I'm not comparing the Rastafarian to the gay people, I'm not doing that. What I'm saying is, me being a Christian back then, and look at the Rastafarian them, and the kind of stuff they talk about, smoke marijuana and thing. The way my Christian thinking and feeling really looks down on them. Christianity is a more intelligible thing, you know, I mean, according to me, back in that time. I mean, Christianity, we don't have no, back then time, you know, you're not about no gay people are Christian or nothing like that. See, so there was an atmosphere that affected us. Yes, there was an atmosphere that affect us as Christians back in those days. You know, talking about the 70s, you know, because most of it, I was in the church the late 60s and come into the 70s. And we didn't have nothing like that in the Christian church in our area. Or in Jamaica, per se, there was a context of what the church is, and it's not that people don't have their problem, but it's like a person who wants to devote their life to the Lord. There is a space there where we don't have a preacher or a deacon or something like that. Are none of the officers, elders and stuff like that. Elders and whatever title they have, evangelists and stuff. We never hear anything from them. They are like looked upon as examples. Now, there was one instance though that, you know, things don't go all perfectly, but at least it's not about gay. It's like about, you know, a brother and a sister that got into something and, you know, and she got pregnant and, you know. Somehow, the issue get brushed aside, and I think that brother go on to, like, marry to that sister and stuff like that. What I'm saying now is the white people use the church and destroy the black people's brain. Destroy their indigenous way of thinking. And they become so dominating and use all kind of tricks. Look how they are so diverse with what they do, because look at the different church. Adventists, Jehovah's Witnesses, and all kind of thing that they have by this time. The world. The world is in mayhem. People are so confused that you can barely survive with what we know today. We are just barely surviving. Because right now, the ignorance level release us to think that the white people are really running a real government. And though the contradictions are burning hot, don't have any higher understanding than Christmas and Easter, you know, where they're celebrating Jesus and stuff like that. You tell me, when I read and find out when they talk about Caesar Augustus gave a decree that all men should be taxed and pointed to what they call the Jewish people, because that's the early understanding I get how this Roman came in and took control over these Palestine Jewish people. Yeah, that's the way I grew up and understand. Now, what happened today? Who are Jews today? Now, it bothered me. So, you know, I mean, really, I mean, it's a good thing that I have a right to live the way I feel. It's a good thing. But it's so absurd and ridiculous to me now to watch African people capitulate like they are young kids under supervision. We don't have any what they called our rights according to our Creator. The Creator, right? Let's see. Let's see now what Google is going to tell us. Who created AFRICAN? Who created African people? Let's see what they're going to tell us. Who created the African people? The diversity of Africans, peoples, results from its diverse and their modified culture. Were already established on Madagascar by the time. What is that saying? Who was the first ever African American person? First Senator Hiram Rhodes. Was the first African American ever elected as the U.S. Senate. He represented the state of Mississippi from February 1870 to March 1871. First woman representative, Shirley Chisholm, was the first African American woman elected to the House of Representatives. Now, I ask, who created African people? It doesn't answer none of that. You see what I mean? And today, this is what is happening. Why I'm telling you, these white people need to be expelled from all African territory. Now, no, it's not like before when there was a climate that allowed them to do what they did. No, it does not. It's not that it was right when they were doing it. It's just that nobody attended to them. But the wisdom and civilization that is handed down to us from the gods, they don't have any right to what we have, to access what we have at all. But if we allow them to make this AD and Adamani Jesus that never appear anywhere on planet Earth, no, that's too low. That is too low. You cannot find any tradition in government that upholds what white people are doing. They just don't have any legal jurisdiction. There's none. And it means they must go back where they come from. That's it. They are not Americans. They are not Americans. They use lies. They use a lot of massacre to get where they are. A lot of black people bloodshed. Now, why should we live with all of that? Why should we live with all of that? When if we join what they do as criminals, we... You see, black people decide
to not live up to what the gods say. So they rather follow the Sodomites. I'm not following it. Because I can read, I can tell that the church is not, Christianity is not a civilized thing. Christianity is never a civilized thing. Because civility comes from the gods who created us, the African people. How these people come out of Europe after they have done all sort of iniquity. And now come and talk about they're ruling over us. What law? But their own sodomite, and if you understand that sodomite are insane people. And if you think insane people are people who are dumb or stuff like that, no. These people are insane. Every one of them. If they were not insane, then why would they come here and kill off the African people? Why? Just senselessly. And go all over the world and do it. Where did they get military from? Prior to 509. Where did they get military from? On 509. Where the coup was staged. Whose military they took and take over and start democratic government. A.D. Anadamani. And then say they are over African people. And with all the churches they make up, and they send all the Inquisition, and today is paradise compared to earlier, back in the earlier centuries. You see, up to the 15th century, them killing off the black people like sand. You see. And today, right now, is the same law, A.D. and Adamanin law, when they make off of nothing civilized. I hit they have a govern all the world. All the world. And black people, many, not aware of what is, not aware of what is going on. But I come to read and aware. And I am not going to be unaware. Plain and simple as that. I think there is power in the truth that I know, and I'm going to use it. I'm going to use the power, his word power. Speak the truth, and let the truth do what needs to be done. The glory and honor of the gods. All right. So let's go now to what I wanted to read. We're getting up like a 25 minutes. To 7. Institution of organized society, orderly government, kingship lowered to earth. That's what it is. Recent evidence indicates that they began to spread outside Africa around 100,000 years ago, who were recently created in South Africa, known as Homo sapiens sapiens, wise human being, mammoth and mastodon, ancestors of the elephant, caribou, abounded on the North American continent. Millions of bison lived on the Great Plains as did antelope, deer, and other game animals, providing the earliest inhabitants of the Africas, the Paleo-Indians, a land rich in food sources. Who were the first people in the West, in the Western United States? The Western United States has been populated by Native Americans since the early 11,000 years ago. Then the first Paleo-Indian arrived. Okay, so there were other Indians, which was the first one was the Paleo-Indians. And then later on, down in the 10th, yes, the Paleo-Indian came first, and then when the first Paleo-Indian arrived. Okay, so when he talks about, it says, the earliest inhabitants of the Americas, the Paleo-Indians, okay, with a land rich in food sources. Who were the first, okay, in the Western United States? The Western United States has been populated by Native African, not African, but Native American since at least 11,000 years ago when the first Paleo-Indians arrived. See that? It's not talking about no European people, you know. To tell you that civilization is only exclusive to African people. You see? And these guys is known to attack and destroy and destroy until they wiggle their way in to where they are more dominant than the black people. And that's why they decide to take charge of whatever we have, because we don't have language, we're not speaking information from our history or not like that to demonstrate what is who we are and what we own. You know, we can't speak, we cannot articulate our own authenticity. You see what I mean? And that's what is happening. European nations came to the Americas to increase their wealth. Listen to it. Now, remember, the Americas was not populated was populated when no one was here. No European was in America. It is the first Paleo Indians who first came here. And like say 11,000 years, but this is a low number compared to 20,000 and 30,000 years, you see, which is all into the range of the time, right? I don't know why some people are bringing the number down, I guess, to minimize it, but hey, it's still a whole bunch of years, that proves that no white people never come here. And why didn't they? Since they are, have been around 1.5 million years ago in Europe. Why they did not? Why didn't they come and get the wealth that they are looking for here? Because they are here so mighty long. 2 million years? And can only make stone tools? That just show you when they come to you now and tell you about, oh, they founded science and study everything. You must see here the time kicks them out of any authenticity to what they're saying. In 1650, listen to this now. In 1650, which is talking about since these sodomite white people come up and talk about they change the calendar. They can't change calendar for this Western civilized African people. They can do it in Europe, but not for us. We come here and over the past 12,000 years, they learn some things. And it is clear they never know nothing but stone tool. The history is very clear on that. Spanish were among the first Europeans to explore the New World. What New World are they talking about? And the first to settle in what is known as the United States. You hear all these kind of stuff? You hear all these kind of, fucking ass nonsense? Uncivilized, white people them? By, I can't, okay. Where did I read the first number? Okay. All right. So it says, by 1650, however, England had established a dominant presence on the Atlantic coast. The first colony was founded at Jamestown, Virginia, in 1607. Many of the people who settled in the New World came to escape religious persecution. That's a lie. That is a lie. The Pilgrims, founders of Falmouth, Massachusetts, arrived in 1620. In both Virginia and Massachusetts, colonists flourished with some assistance from Native Americans. You hear that? Now, New World gains such as corn kept colonists from starving while in Virginia. New World grains such as corn kept the colonists from starving while in Virginia. Tobacco provided a valuable cash crop by the early 1700s. enslaved Africans made up a growing percentage of the colonial population. By 1770, more than 2 million people lived and worked in Great Britain. Worked in Great Britain's 13 North American colonies. Mohammed, uncivilized Genesis. Nomad is, what is it? Nomad, I guess it is. He's supposed to be nomad. Nomad and civilized Genesis 1. Sodomite, white people, illegally trailed Africans to the West. To end a kingship lowered from heaven, an emulation on earth of societal government of Nibiru. Expel them now.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall, you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Yes.
C-O-M-I-E-V-I-L. Okay, so I think, yes, to end a kingship lowered from heaven, emulation on earth, social governmental, the social governmental L-E-S-S-I-N-G blessing. Yes. The social governmental blessing of Nibiru. Sodomite commits evil acts because they want to enter the kingship. That's what they do, to enter kingship. So, expel them now. Expel them. I want to thank you for tuning in to the program here today, and I hope that you have heard something. Of course, you might not hear a lot of things, but I hope you hear something that makes some sense to you, that can start elevating your spirit into a higher REM of residence in your brain. Blessings to you, and I'll hand with this dream theme from Dream. It's not going to be a very, very long thing. Mm-hmm.